Hi, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. This is the January 10th, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. And as always, it's my pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for listening, and yes, we are in the new year. Hooray! 2010 is upon us, and it's been cold, cold, freezing cold throughout most of the United States as of late. Even South Florida has been socked with unseasonably cold weather, but here in the Northeast, in New York City especially, it's been quite cold, and other places are even colder than that. So if you're experiencing winter-like weather, I so relate to what you're going through right now. It's cold, it's been cold, might even get colder, but at least, well, it's winter. Somewhat typical for this time of year, but we're good. We're in good shape. Anyway, well, this podcast is the first one for the new year. But since the last podcast from about 2 weeks or so ago, a lot of things have taken place in my personal life as well as professionally, and I believe I need, or shall I say, I owe you, the listeners, an explanation for the events that have taken place. Now, if you already connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, but particularly on Facebook, you know most definitely the stuff I've been going through for several weeks now. And a climax of sorts took place with me personally around the holidays on Christmas Day. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be talking about in terms of the topic for today's podcast is highest and best good, especially when there's disappointment. And things have been very disappointing for me for a little while. But I know things are getting better. But as I said, I believe I owe you listeners an explanation before I talk about today's topic and the rest of the podcast. So before I do that, just allow me to give you the rundown. As I said, the topic is highest and best good when there's disappointment. Next, I have a read request for Kathy. Next, I have a psychic event coming up in February. Next, I have a reading request for Deepa. Then I'll talk about the 2010 personal forecast readings, which is going on right now. And the spirit message is be willing to forgive. Okay. First and foremost, I don't want to rehash a lot of old information, old history. A lot of that stuff I've pretty much let go. But there's one thing in particular, again, I need to explain to all of you, especially if you follow me on my Facebook page or that you've been receiving my newsletter, so to speak, or if you're on my mailing list. I have been trying to move, okay, for several weeks now, and I keep hitting roadblocks in terms of finding appropriate housing and as well as securing finances in order to be able to do this. With much thought, believe me, with much thought, much contemplation, a lot of soul searching, it was called upon me, or shall I say that it was shown to me that there are very compassionate and caring people out there who would be willing to help someone in need. And I know that we all are going through very precarious or vulnerable situations like that right now, especially with the economy. But we all have a little compassion in our hearts. And if we see that someone is in trouble or is in need of a little bit of assistance, we would do anything, anything to help that person out. Even if it's a complete stranger, we will still be able to find it within our hearts to help somebody. And I asked for help. I asked help from, you know, from those on my mailing list. I explained the situation that was going on with me. Of course, it was embarrassing to be able to ask people, a lot of who I already know or have helped, as an intuitive with my own intuitive profession that I have helped, and some I may not even have never talked to before, but they were on my mailing list anyway. So, like I said, after much thought and consideration and prayer, I asked for help, and I must say I was very overwhelmed in a good way with the outpouring of love and support from those people who didn't even think twice about helping me. Because believe me, okay, if you needed help out there, or if somebody else needed help, for any reason, I would not hesitate for a second to do my very best, whether or not I had the money or not, to be able to help someone. It's called compassion. It's called compassion. And the compassion that I received from so many people, this outpouring of love and support, it moved me. It really moved me, and I found it very touching. Unfortunately, there was one individual, and I'll say that this person is an individual, who pretty much protested my request, saying that it was unprofessional of me to do so. And this person immediately requested that she be taken off my mailing list and so on and so forth. And I didn't write back. I didn't, I honored the person's request. I removed it from the mailing list and whatnot, and have not contacted this person again and will not do so. As disappointing as that person's response was, and compared to all the other responses that I got from people who didn't even bat an eye, had no judgments whatsoever. They were like, Dana, you deserve help. You asked because you're a human being. We're all human, okay? We're all human. As spiritual as we are, we're still human. And we're still susceptible to conditions beyond our control. So when we are susceptible to those conditions beyond our control, and we've gone above and beyond every single resource that we could in order to find assistance, then we have to ask those within our networks and within our social circles. This is how we support one another, and I received so much support. And I thank you. I am entirely grateful and thankful and so, so appreciative to everyone who responded very kindly and very favorably to my request. And believe me, it will not happen again. It was only a one-time thing, and it helped. It really, really helped. More than I can ever imagine, it really did help. And I thank you, and I appreciate you. And I bless you from the bottoms of my heart and the depths of my soul. I bless you for your help. I bless you for your kindness. And I bless you so much for your compassion. And to the individual who said that I was unprofessional to do this, well, before you judge me, or you judge my actions, or you judge the actions of others, take a good, long, hard look at yourself first to find where your resistance is coming from. And you might have wanted to do that before you sent back that email recently. Take a good, long, hard look at yourself. Take a look at that speck in your eye before you look at the speck in mine. And that's how I'm going to leave it. Anyway, I, again, didn't mean to go off on such a tangent, but I've been withholding making any type of statements or comments about the request that I put out to my mailing list and on my Facebook page. And I wanted to wait until this podcast in order to be able to address that. But I do forgive the individual, but I just wanted that person to listen or to hear my side of the story. Whether or not this person is going to be listening to my podcast, I have no control over that either. I do forgive that person's response, and hopefully she's forgiven me for even making such a request. But as I said, I'm so appreciative of everyone's kind response and their willingness and their compassion. I'm still more moved by that than anything else. Okay, now we're going to get into the podcast part. Highest and best good, especially when there's disappointment. And as a continuation of what's been going on with me, I've been applying for apartments, again, in New York City. And most recently, I applied for one which was very promising. It was in a very desirable neighborhood. And I believe I had the right credentials or whatever that the landlord was looking for. And it didn't pan out. It fell through. So, of course, on the onset, I was very, very disappointed. And I told another friend of mine about what had happened. And she said to me, her name is Kim, by the way, and she said to me, you know what, Dana, even though you were pretty much bummed by not getting the apartment, but think about this. Maybe that was Spirit's way of protecting you from something that you really didn't know about the apartment. Maybe you would have ended up with a very meddling landlord. Maybe the neighbors would have been very hostile or something. I mean, she didn't try to make it into a negative, but I believe what she was trying to do was show me that for my highest and best good, maybe the apartment wouldn't have been the best choice for me. So even in the face of that disappointment, and I'm still looking for a place, Spirit is definitely on my side, and Spirit is guiding me and showing me what's for my highest and best good. Maybe living in New York City, it may not be, might not be for my highest and best good any longer. I may have to move outside of city limits. Maybe I have to switch jobs. Maybe I have to start anew somewhere else, outside of this area, outside of my comfort zone. So when you have disappointments in life, and for whatever reason, and you may think that, oh, nothing's working out, I'm tired of being disappointed, you know, nothing's happening for me, I keep hitting a brick wall, I have all these obstacles, disappointments. Before giving too much energy into the actual disappointments themselves, take the time to see what other alternatives could there be when the disappointments are actually blessings in disguise. Maybe for your highest and best good, those disappointments are actually lessons, blessings, perhaps preventing you from even something worse, or maybe even of another disappointment. And this happens a lot in relationships when, you know, I've been doing readings for a long, long time, and I've read for people who have been disappointed by people they loved or trusted in relationships that simply did not work out or isn't working out. The person left, they want the person back, they're heartbroken, they're disappointed, they're at a loss. But sometimes, you know, we tend to forget that maybe those types of disappointments are actually our grace. Graces from God. If you think about it that way. Maybe that person who walked out definitely was not for your highest and best good. And if you had remained with that type of person, you probably would have continued having one disappointment after another. Pardon me, I have post-nasal drip. I got over strep throat about a week ago, and that was a nasty ordeal that I had to get on antibiotics for that, and it's a little drafty in my area, and all these complaints, whatever. But anyway, so I have some post-nasal drip. But what I want to get to this, what I wanted to have you keep in mind is that, as I have already encountered, disappointments are not always, you know, the end all, or disappointments are not the final answers. Disappointments can allow you to look beyond that to see where else or where is the lesson coming from. What is the true divine blessing behind the disappointment? If you think outside of that, or if you think beyond that and see the potential for your highest and best good, then the disappointments may not be so disappointing after all. And if you can remove yourself from the actual event or the incident of a disappointment, because of course with all disappointments you have to heal, and once you've healed and removed yourself from the actual event of the disappointment and look beyond that radius of the disappointment itself and see the other alternatives to the solution, the other avenues, the other potentials that are pretty much waiting for you to realize, but you may not be seeing it because you're still looking at the actual disappointment. Heal from the disappointment, recognize the disappointment when it happens, embrace the disappointment, look beyond it and see the potential for your blessings. What God really has prepared for you in terms of your highest and your best good. So, yes, I didn't get the apartment, but I know there are other apartment opportunities out there. Maybe I have to look outside my immediate area or so forth. I might have lost a few clients, maybe. I might have lost a few friends with my request. That's a disappointment, but I have gained so much more with new people and a realization of just how compassionate human beings are towards one another. That is a true blessing. Okay, so if you have any questions about today's topic, highest and best good, especially when there's disappointment, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Okay, I'm in need of my H2O. And excellent. And I want to I'm so out of sorts right now. It's not even funny. Okay. I have a reading request here for Kathy. She was born January 27th, 1977. Her birthday is coming up, so Kathy, happy pre-birthday to you. And her question is, I'm wondering if you have any feelings on if there will be any solutions to my sleep problems soon. I'm seeing a specialist that I like. However, we've been unable to find something that will help me this far. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, thank you very much for your question. I am so sorry that you've been having difficulty sleeping lately. And I know just how the human body is in need of ample sleep time and rest, and the mind as well. And I'm happy to know that you are seeing a sleep specialist. But Kathy, the one thing that's coming to mind for me about you is that I just get this sense that there were some events, let's say, in this lifetime, in this incarnation, which occurred when you were very little. And I'm not sure what kind of events or incidents I'm seeing here, but I'm getting that there were nightmares that you experienced from, I believe between the ages of 4 to about 9 years of age, that these nightmares were happening repeatedly. And I'm getting something in which something awful, something horrible occurred. I can't say if it was any form of abuse or something abusive that happened to you at a very early age, but it feels like there's this feeling of loss. Like you I don't know if you, oh God. They're showing me the word violated, Kathy, and maybe I'm wrong in this, and I admit to when I am wrong, but you might want to ask your sleep specialist if seeing a hypnotist or a regressionist of some kind might be able to help you unearth let's say, or bring to light perhaps some traumatic events that occurred when you were little that you might have consciously and subconsciously covered up or forgotten about or put layers over so that you wouldn't have to remember these events because for whatever reason they might have been extremely painful. And they're showing me a loss. Like, I don't know, if you witnessed someone being murdered, or if you, or somebody was taken away from you, or you were taken away from somebody else, and I'm getting nightmares. I believe it's a lot more than just not being able to sleep, but there's something from your distant past here, in this lifetime, in this incarnation, okay, that's still coming through your subconscious. And it feels as if to me, Kathy, in a subconscious way, you might be afraid of falling asleep because of the nightmares. Now, I can pretty much recommend, you know, something as basic as drinking chamomile tea and taking a bath with drops of lavender oil in the bath water before you go to bed, but I believe it's more complex than that. It's much more complex than that. There's something from a long, long time ago, maybe it's even a past life situation, but I'm getting that it occurred when you were very little. And maybe subconsciously you chose to forget about it. You don't want to remember it. You don't want to relive those memories. But if it's disrupting your sleep patterns now as an adult, again, I'm not a medical intuitive or any psychiatrist, but I would discuss with your sleep specialist about seeing a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist in addition to the sleep, remedies that you might be going through right now to help you sleep. Because there's something buried from your past that's, you know, trying to unearth through sleep. And I don't know if you've been intentionally trying to stay awake, let's say, to avoid reliving that nightmare, but they're showing me my nightmares, and they're showing me having been violated for some reason. I know this is rather deep and rather disturbing, whether or not I'm picking this up correctly, but it might be something that I would recommend that you take a look into if this interests you at all. And then, maybe through a process of going through a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, then you'll be able to find some emotional support, because I believe things have been stressful in your life recently anyway, but you might be able to get the emotional support in addition to seeing the sleep specialist to help you relax and stay calm just as you're turning in for the night. As I mentioned just now, you can try drinking chamomile tea and bathing in or taking a bath with lavender oil in the bath water or drops of lavender oil to also help you to become more tranquil before you go to bed. Okay, Kathy? So, thank you for your question, and I hope this has helped. Believe me, I really hope that this has helped and that you're going to be able to find the help that you need to eradicate your sleep problems. And if you have a question out there for intuitive guidance, please send your first name or initials, or you can say anonymous, and your complete dates of birth, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. The podcast is recorded twice a month. So depending on how many requests that I do get, you may have to wait a little while because I usually answer no more than 2, maybe 3 questions per podcast, but I do answer them. So if you want to take a chance on me, feel free to send me your question, and I'll be more than happy to answer it. Okay. Upcoming psychic events. For now, well, I had an event yesterday, actually. The Edgar Casey Center had its psychic holistic fair, and I think they're going to be having them every other month. So if they're having one in March, I don't know, because that might clash with the New Life Expo, but we'll see. It was a huge turnout yesterday at the Edgar Casey Center psychic holistic fair, and I met a lot of my contemporaries, like Milu and Alex and Catherine. It was good to see you guys, and a few others that I ran into yesterday. And I was there from noon until 6, and I was going nonstop for about 5 hours straight. It was like back to back to back to back to back to back. And I'm not complaining about it, but in some ways, I wish that the organizers at the Edgar Casey Center would take into consideration that when one person is given that many readings, it can be very, very tiring and very taxing on the energy. I'm a little disappointed that no one came up to any of the readers, especially the readers who were there practically all day, and asked if, you know, if they could get us anything to drink, or if we wanted to have a break, or if they could get us anything to eat. Because mind you, we're not getting paid for this. We're doing this on a volunteer basis. No one's getting paid to offer these readings. This is for the center, and it's a fundraiser. And I'm going to bring that to the attention of one of the organizers when I see her again, or at least drop her an email, either way. But I had fun. It was very busy, very, very, very busy. And then a friend of mine and I, we went to see clairvoyant Lilith Dove at her demonstration after the fair yesterday, and it was quite interesting, and then I came home. Sorry, I'm on a tangent again. I'm just a little chatty right now. Anyway, my next event is actually in February. It's at the Edgar Casey Center, actually, in New York City. It's on February 6th, and it's called Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History, in terms of how lessons learned or lessons... Or actually, your soul's experience can pretty much influence what's going on in your current life now. We take a look at what's going on behind the scenes, past lives, even in this incarnation, what went on in your distant past, how it's affecting your choices right now. It's at the Edgar Casey Center from noon to 4 p.m. It's on a Saturday, and my post-nasal drip is back. So for more information about this upcoming event called Behind the Scenes, you can go to northnyclightworkers.net. That's the website, www.northnyclightworkers.net. Or you can email northnyclightworkers@gmail.com for more information about this workshop. Now, for those who are curious about the spirit gatherings for January, that's going to be put on hold for now until things kind of get back on track for me. I might be visiting my grandmother in South Carolina in February, so we may not have any gatherings until March. But if you go to northnyclightworkers.net, I'll post the dates for the upcoming gatherings, but none for January, and so far none for February. We may just resume in March. Besides, it's just so cold. It's just so cold. What can you do? Gathering's always a good thing, but they're on hold for now until at least March. Okay. Alrighty. Next, here. Where am I? Here we go. I have a reading request for Deepa, and in actuality, this is for her daughter. I just got this request the other day, and when Deepa provided her daughter's date of birth, I believe she meant to put... I believe she did not mean to put 2009, so her daughter's date of birth is April 20th. Deepa's daughter has a bipolar condition, and Deepa wants to know if there's any way that her daughter can listen to her or follow her instructions. Well, Deepa, again, I thank you so much for your question, and I thank you especially for your kindness and your friendship and your support. I do value that very much. And I'm sorry to hear that your daughter, at least in her state, has been causing some problems with you. But let me see what I can get about that. You know, in this kind of thing, for this kind of thing, Deepa, I know your daughter is grown, and I know you care for her, you love her, and you want to be sure that she's on the right track. And, I mean, unless she's on any kind of low-dose medication that can help her with her mood swings or can help her with her decision-making, unless she's on some kind of low-dose medication, I'm sorry to say there really isn't much that you yourself can do to help her. She really, really needs to help herself. And I'm getting, besides the bipolar condition, there's a lot of residual anger with her. And for whatever reason, I'm just getting that she's always been exposed to some kind of conflict throughout her life. There was always conflict. There was always people not getting along. There was always this back and forth, bickering. And if that's all she's ever known, if that's all she was ever exposed to, then that's how she's going to retaliate. Or shall I say, that's how she's going to react. Unless, besides getting some kind of medication, that she might really need to speak to someone like a therapist to help her unpeel these layers of aggression. These layers of aggression and get to this very vulnerable spot within her and figure out and analyze and have her express her innermost fears and her innermost concerns. I believe she's never really had some sort of a healthy platform to express herself. And I'm not blaming you, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody else. I'm just getting this from her own energy, that she's got a lot of layers, a lot of layers of aggression. And there's this resentment from wherever it's coming from, wherever it's being directed to. She has to be the one to say, I'm angry, I'm pissed off, and here are the reasons why. But she won't do that because she's never, for whatever reason, she's never been around a healthy vehicle to express that. So she lashes out, she retaliates, she rebels. So I believe it's much more than being bipolar, it's just there's a lot of residual anger. And if she can bring herself to see someone, a professional, a therapist, if not already, then it's just going to continue. But you've done all you can. And unless she's hurting you physically, unless she's any type of threat to you, then, you know, there really isn't much that you can do unless your life is in danger. If your life is in danger, then, you know, you may have to take some measures here, perhaps to remove her from your household. But if it's just a matter of her arguing with you and just putting up walls so that she can say, Mom, back off, I don't want you around me, well, then you're just going to have to let this be. Let it go. But the only way that she can really help herself is by realizing that she has a problem. and she needs to uncover these layers through the help of a professional. Okay? So I'm sorry, it's probably not what you wanted to hear. But she's not going to listen, and she's not going to follow your instructions. She's got a lot of stuff on her, going on with her. That's a lot of residual anger. And she's not going to express that unless she's given the right tools to do so. But thank you for your question, Deepa, and I wish you the very best, and I'll keep you and your daughter in my thoughts and prayers. And again, if you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guide and Psychic Podcast, send your first name or your initials or stay anonymous. Complete dates of birth, please, your month, day, and year. And your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Okay, I'm still in the process of getting through the 2010 personal forecast readings. I have two requests right now. One that's I was about to do when I got the strep throat about a week and a half ago, so I'm a little bit behind. it's been some day. Personal forecast readings are audio on tape or MP3s of my voice, as if I'm talking to you right now. You get a 12-month analysis of probabilities, what's likely to happen, as well as a look into your numerology, your life path number, your personal year number, and who is your primary archangel for the year 2010 and beyond, who's assisting you the most. And as I said, I have two requests right now. One I've held on to for a little while, and I want to get to that one today, and another one that came through not too long ago. But the deadline for the 2010 personal forecast readings in terms of submitting your request is January 31st. So you still have a little bit of time. And for more information on how to reserve your 2010 personal forecast reading, just go to my website, intuitivedana.com, intuitivedana.com. I'm just a little behind. I only have two requests. So after I get those done, I'll have an opening for new requests. So feel free to take a look at my website, intuitivedana.com. When you get to the main page, you'll see a little picture there that says 2010 personal forecast readings. You click on that, and you go ahead and you submit your request. It takes about 21 calendar days, more or less, unless there is a delay, and there was a delay when I had strep throat, so I couldn't talk for a week. That was nasty. That was really, I couldn't talk. I couldn't even swallow. It was like the worst. But I'm much better now, obviously, because I'm talking to you and I'm able to swallow again. And that's that. January 31st is the deadline for the forecast readings. After that, no more until November. Okay. Mercy me. Good stuff. I would like to end today's podcast on a very positive note. Again, please accept my apologies for, I guess, not being all here or not being all clear. There was a lot I needed to get off my chest, so I thank you for your ears. But please accept my humble apologies. But what we're going to talk about now to close the podcast is be willing to forgive. And since we're starting a new year, a new chapter, a new page in our lives, so to speak, there's a lot of us who still, there's still a lot of forgiveness to go around. That's what I meant to say. Forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. And ask the angels to clear your mind and body of past pain in exchange for peacefulness. And if you can just take a deep breath and just let it go, breathe. And this pretty much correlates with the topic of for your highest and best good when there's disappointment, we also have to be willing to forgive the disappointment, to clear our mind and body of the pain associated with the events or the disappointments. Peacefulness leads to our highest and best good. That's the inevitable. Forgiveness allows us to let go, to surrender, and to release what no longer serves our purpose. Our minds and our bodies are clear so that we can embrace love, we can embrace joy, and we can embrace peace and happiness. Be willing to forgive, and it is so. And just release and let it out. And there you have it. Okay, well, this is a slightly shorter podcast than usual. Again, I thank you out there for... I can't express just how thankful I am for all of you, for supporting this podcast and for supporting my work in the spiritual community. I know things are getting better right now as we speak. Opportunities are presenting themselves left, right, and center, even in the midst of some past disappointments. And I will definitely keep you abreast, of any new developments. Next podcast should be in about another couple of weeks from now, likely towards the end of January into early February. So until next time, peace, many blessings, and love and light to you. Namaste.